continuing on the ABCs of the Christian life, and we are all the way to letter E. E for eternal. There were so many E words I could have chose. Thank you, Miss Marissa. Thank you, Mrs. Stone. Nice to have that flute on the platform there. It's a blessing. I've been working on the drums. Looking forward to breaking that out soon. Wow. Sunday afternoon, don't laugh very much. Okay. Changing my polo shirt. I got really sweaty this morning. When a fat preacher preaches like that, he gets sweaty, so I had to change it to a dry shirt. So I'm sorry I'm not wearing a tie for all you tie lovers. All right, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. Here's what the Bible says. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18 is our text verse. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Bless this opportunity now to speak to thy word. Bless these young people as they stampede to the platform here to sing. Thank you for being so good to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. May be seated. Amen. That's a blessing. Good balance there. I like seeing our young men singing solo parts. That's good. Praise the Lord for that. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. By the way, I preach to that youth choir every week. And Miss Adri works with them. They practice Wednesday evenings and Sunday evenings. So that's a blessing. I looked at several different words for E. And one of the words I really debated on was the word enthusiasm. Enthusiasm, the sign of enthusiasm. And the old 1828 definition in the dictionary, the Webster's English Dictionary for enthusiasm is spirit-filled. And I always love that. I love that definition because when Mr. Webster was deciding to describe the word enthusiasm, which today if you look in the modern dictionary, it's different. It's different than that old definition. But I love the fact that he thought, you know what, when I think of an enthusiastic person, I think of a spirit-filled Christian. The Bible likens spirit fullness to being drunk in the Bible. And I've been around a few drunk folk in my life, and they're pretty enthusiastic. They don't worry about what other people think. They do things that are really because of the control of another power. And I think we need Christians today that are spirit-filled, and they're under the control of another power. But as I thought about the word enthusiasm, I couldn't help but come back to the word eternal, because I think now more than ever in America, I think the devil's done a good job of distracting Christians from that which is eternal. Eternal is a powerful word, and I'm just going to let the Bible define these two words for us today. The two main words I want us to look at are simply temporal and eternal. Temporal and eternal. The signs are beautiful. They symbolize what they mean, temporal, just a little while, short while, but eternal. I mean, I can sign as far as my arm will go, eternal. And the definition is very simple. I love the simplicity of the definition. If you look it up in the Greek's Strong's Concordance, you'll see defined. Temporal is simply defined as this, that which is for a while. And the definition for eternal is forever. All right, surprise, surprise. So it's really simply this. It's a battle of for a while and forever. That's it. So I made a list of things that are for a while and a list of things that are forever. And there's a balance there. My pastor always taught me and Brother Nick and my family really not to be so heavenly minded you're no earthly good. A lot of things in this earth and in our lives we experience and enjoy are temporal. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I just got to see the Smoky Mountains. I thought about how blessed I was this year to be able to see the Rocky Mountains in January, and then you see the Smoky Mountains here in May. And wow, what beautiful creations of God. And they are temporal. The Bible says the earth will be destroyed someday, and when we wait till we get to see what's in heaven, it's going to make the Smokies and the Rocky Mountains look like nothing, right? But just seeing God's creation. Some of our church family recently got to go to a beautiful country called Jamaica. Amen. That's a beautiful country. Yeah, Yaman, you learned that? Yaman, right? I've been there before. And then the Bahamas, I've been there before and seen some of the beautiful creations there. Some of our families have been on a cruise and some are going on a cruise this year, right? You picked somewhere cold, right, Brother Samson? Okay, that's probably good for the summertime. In the wintertime, I'd have been worried if you picked Alaska, but you know. But anyway, so I think you're going on a cruise to Alaska soon to see some beautiful creations of God there. Sports are a temporal creation that we enjoy. It's a blessing. Pizza. Although I think pizza's going to be in heaven. Can I get an amen right there? All right, so let me just throw out some things that fall on the list for a while. And by the way, just because something is temporal does not mean it's sinful. Even if you look at this verse, in verse number 18, the key word is, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God's not using this verse to condemn us for experiencing and enjoying the temporal things. What He's trying to, however, remind us is that there are priorities in our life. If you look up back to verse number 16, the Bible says, the inward man is renewed day by day. I love that. Renewed. Every single day, the inward man is growing, maturing, strengthening. This is the year I hit 40, and I'm looking forward to it. Some people are depressed about it. I can't wait to turn 40. I think it's pretty neat. I'm going to actually be mature. Several preachers actually told me, when you turn 40, people listen to you more. I said, wow, that's a blessing. So before every time I preach this fall, I'll be like, hey, I'm 40, turn in your Bibles to chat, you know, and you'll be listening to me because I'm going to be 40. My wife even said she found two gray hairs in my head the other day. I've never seen her more excited about it. She was like, babe, I found gray hair in your head. I said, good, I'm going to start shaving my head bald, amen. She loves that. But another preacher friend of mine said, once you turn 40, everything starts falling apart. Man, you're an encouragement. They said your knees are going to hurt and your shoulders are going to hurt and you're going to have that cereal sound when you get up in the morning, snap, crackle, pop, and all that. But then another preacher friend of mine who's 40 called me yesterday. He's 41, actually. He turns 42 this Tuesday. He said, Brother Randy, don't listen to that guy, man. 40's awesome. 60. Brother Travis is in his 40s. 60's the new 40. 40's the new 20. That's what I hear, right? At least that's what Sylvester Stallone said. Yo, Adrian, amen. So anyway, so here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I just want to remind you all that in our lives, we live in a temporal world. I was thinking about how George Washington's legacy lives on. Do you realize he spent a lot more time in eternity already than he has in his temporal life, which made him famous? When you look at time, and you measure by time, the concept of time, boy, eternal, it's a long time. It's forever. So here's what's on the list of for a while. And again, when I say these things, it's not. There's only one thing on this list that I think is sinful, but a job is for a while. A job. It's temporal. A house. A house is temporal. When we went to Kentucky the other day, I got to see the house I lived in when I was in high school and I looked at it. Not a whole lot has changed. But the trees that were there in the yard, some trees are gone. They were temporal. They're gone. And someday that house will not stand there anymore. A car is definitely temporal. Sports is a temporal thing. School. And education, some of you kids think school's forever, but I promise you, you will be done someday. Lindsay, there's hope. You will be done with school someday, and it'll be a blessing. Amen. How about this one? This is temporal. Obama's term. President Obama's term is very temporal. Even Mrs. Sampson's praising God back there. Amen. She's waving her hands there. This church building is temporal. This is the only thing on the list that maybe categorizes as sinful. Is coffee is temporal. There's no coffee in heaven. Sorry to let you know that there's no coffee in heaven. On a positive note, wars are temporal. That's a blessing, though. There's going to be one final war someday, and Jesus is going to... And Mrs. Fouts, I didn't mean to offend you with the coffee comment. I'm sorry, Mrs. Fouts. It's okay. You can come back. I'm just picking on Mrs. Fouts. She's taking a grandson to the bathroom, I think. All right. Wars are temporal. Someday, Jesus is going to come back, one last war, and it's going to be over, praise God. And I love this one. The devil's influence is temporal. It's temporal. Let's look at what's forever. Let's look at the list of what's eternal, okay? God is eternal. Salvation is eternal. Souls of man are eternal. God's love is eternal. God's joy, God's peace. His word is eternal. Forgiveness is eternal. And thank God for that, because if He decided to stop forgiving us, heaven would be emptied out just like that. Thank God His forgiveness endures. The Father is eternal, the Son is eternal, and the Holy Spirit is eternal. And I could go on and on and on and on. But when you look at this word, look here in verse number 18, this is the key word, and I'll give you a few things and I'll be done. Look at verse number 18. It says, while we look not at the things which are seen. Look at that. Right? That's an interesting definition. So let's look at the definition of that word. It simply means to take aim. To take aim at. To consider or to lean toward. To go toward that direction. So I think what God is teaching us here is a simple principle or a simple reminder today that when it comes to priorities, we are supposed to enjoy the temporal things. God has given us an incredible earth to enjoy. Not everything out there is sinful. Boy, I'd say some Christians, they think everything's wrong except for breathing and reading your Bible. And that's what you're missing out on life. God has given us so many things to enjoy. Just His creations and even the fact that He gives man the wisdom and knowledge to create the blessings. I told some people that I enjoyed this last trip to see my in-laws because I got to enjoy God's creations and man's creations at the same time. We played on some neat rides that man came up with. But we also got to see the beautiful mountains that God created. It was a good balance of this message that I was preaching. So we have to look at the priorities in our life. All right? Thank God we can utilize that which is temporal for that which is eternal. We can utilize temporal things to impact eternal. Our TV ministry is temporal, but boy, we're impacting eternity. The prison ministry is a temporal ministry, but it's an impact on eternity. The choir, what you do, the ministries in the church, many of them are temporal things, but they're going to have an impact on eternity. Thank God we can still use that which is temporal and make an impact on eternal. So let me give you four quick things and I'll be done. Number one, today, look more at what's eternal. It doesn't mean don't look at the temporal, but just look. The verse means look. Think about it. You see, when you meditate on that which is eternal, it will change your behavior in the temporal. It really will. And teenagers and Christians, we think sometimes, young teenagers think, well, I don't really have to take this God thing serious. I'm just a teenager. I'm saved. I'm saved, so it's by fire. But I'm going to live a certain way. I'm going to try to sneak around and all that. When you think of eternal, it changes how you live in the temporal. It really does. And 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. All right, number one, so look at that which is eternal. All right, number two. Live for the eternal in the temporal. Live for it. We can actually live for the eternal in the temporal. Every opportunity we have right now, and you say, well, how do we balance that? All right, let's take an example of our children, our grandchildren. Your children, my children, grandchildren, they are eternal. You understand that? Our children are eternal creations. However, in this temporal world, I have an opportunity to live for the eternal and teach my kids to live for the eternal and to understand the proper balance of living for the eternal in the temporal. And when my family and I get to travel and sing and preach, we do a lot of things that impact eternity. But we also get to enjoy a lot of things in the temporal too. We've seen some neat places. We've experienced some neat things. And all that's a beautiful balance. But however, we're still living in that which is eternal. We're living for that which is eternal in the temporal. And as a Christian, we can do that. If we get involved with sports, we can still talk about that which is eternal in sports. If we're involved in business and we're successful in that, you can still live and talk about that which is eternal within that. Like I said this morning, the gospel can still be proclaimed everywhere. You don't need a pulpit and you don't need to have to be a preacher. If you are a Christian, you have the opportunity to talk about the gospel everywhere you go. So you can live for that which is eternal. Number three, this is the interesting one I want to give you real quickly. We also need to love that which is eternal. We need to love that which is eternal. You see, the devil has done a good job of shifting our love toward the more temporal things rather than eternal things. Many, many, many men in America now, their love for their work, they become workaholics. Their love for they're going to spend every hour they can building for that retirement someday. When they're retired, the kids are gone. There's a balance there. I'm not afraid to work, and I know many of you men aren't afraid to work. There's been many days I've started early and gone to bed late at night. I understand that. But boy, our kids are growing up right in front of our eyes. One of my preacher friends called me yesterday. His daughter graduated from high school this year. He's got to take her to college this fall. And he's about to cry on the phone. He said, your daughter's graduating 2 years. I said, shut up. Why you got to bring that up? I didn't do that to you, right? But honestly, we forget sometimes in the busyness of the temporal of that which is pulling us because we actually start to develop a love for something in the temporal that it robs our love for that which is eternal. Hey, here's some things we need to love eternally. Love Jesus today. Love your wife. Love your husband like you've never loved him before. Love your children. Love your family. Thank God for family. What a blessing it is to have somebody you can call family. Love them. The love and the passion we have for those that are eternal are going to be a whole lot more important than that which is temporal. I'll never forget a preacher taught me a long time ago as a young pastor. He said, "Hey, Brother Randy, don't spend all your time raising other people's kids that you don't raise your own kids." I'll never forget that. I kept that etched in my mind all the time. I'm a dad too. I'm a husband too. Family first. Loving that which is eternal. Loving that which is eternal. This morning in my Sunday school class, we had two testimonies from people in the class. They gave great testimonies about how they're being able to be a witness at work. Well, those people in your workplace are souls. Love them. I don't mean you walk into work every day and say, "Hey, I just want y'all to know I love y'all." But show them you love them. You're concerned for them. You care about them when they go through a tough time. And by the way, today it's easy to find out what people are going through because of social media. Many of us are friends with people on social media because we know them at work and they lost a loved one. Y'all know I met Webster, the actor of Webster. We still keep in touch. In fact, they invited me to their wedding September 5th in the Bahamas. That'd be interesting to go to. But they just texted me last night and said his mother passed away. Emmanuel Lewis, the famous actor, right? Well, he knows how it feels to lose a mom now. He hurts. So I texted him last night, and we've been talking a little bit last night this morning. They're hurting a little bit. It's an opportunity to reach out to somebody, to love somebody. Social media is an easy way to do it. You can send out private messages in social media. Let people know you care. "Hey, I'm praying for you." Joe Biden's son passed away this weekend. It's amazing. All of a sudden, the president says, "Me and Michelle are praying that the good Lord will help you." The president said, "Good Lord's prayer." He used prayer and the good Lord in the same sentence. That was a blessing. I know I was shocked too, but it was a blessing to see that. Hillary Clinton said she's praying. Hillary Clinton stopped the strangers the other day and said, "Hey, that's a good book you're reading." They were reading the Bible. She says, "I get devotionals every day from somebody." I want to find out who that man is that gives her devotionals, because I don't know what devotional he's giving her, but she needs to get some new devotionals. Can I get an amen right there? How'd you know that those things happen? Because of social media. I read those things. I read articles about it and looked them up, and there they are on social media. If we'll pay attention, we'll start to learn to love that which is eternal. And it'll shift the love from that which is temporal. Number four, and I'm done. Continue to learn of the eternal. So number one, we got to look at it. Number two, we got to live for it. Number three, we got to love it. Number four, learn of it. Why? Look at verse number 16. "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet," look at this, "yet the inward man is renewed day by day." America's very health savvy and knowledge. We know, for the most part, what we are supposed to eat and what we're not supposed to eat, right? All right, broccoli or Big Mac? Big Mac. Little Sam says Big Mac, right? Brother Roy says Big Mac. All right. Yogurt or ice cream? I'm not really asking you questions. I'm just making some statements here now. All right? I appreciate your feedback and your interaction, but it's social media. That's right, Travis. Yogurt? All right. It's amazing how conscious we are about that. And I was thinking about it. I told my Sunday school class, we got to drive on the Cage Cove on the Smoky Mountains last week and on Tuesday. And we stopped by some old Baptist churches. And one of them we stopped in particular. And we went in, and my mother-in-law said, "Why don't you just preach?" And Clara sang a song, and I gave a short little message in there. And we had a good time. And we walked around the cemetery. And something hit me while I was looking at the cemetery. My girls can testify. We saw, I couldn't believe how many tombstones had the death of a baby for 2 days old, 3 days old, 1 day old. They just didn't have the medical advances back then like we have now. You don't see that too often now. What a blessing it is now to rarely see that. And I was looking at that, and I thought, see, then I got to see people's tombstones where they were actually born before the Revolutionary War, and they died after the War of 1812. So, I mean, wow, they got to experience that. And then there were some that lived through the Civil War, and I thought, wow, it'd be so neat to interview these people. And I looked at these people, but they're gone. Their time in the temporal is done. They're in eternity now. The Lord spoke to my heart and said, "Hey, Randy, keep on learning that which is going to build your inward man too." Hey, every day. You know, yeah, I know we got to learn. I'm going to be 40 soon. I'm trying to eat a little bit better. My wife knows. I'm trying to work out more faithfully and trying to just keep my body somewhat limber. I know some of you can't tell. I have a little reminder on my phone every day, V, not O. I want to look like a V, not an O. So that's better. Look at that, V. Oh, I'm not saying peace. V, that's a sign for V, not peace, all right? V. V, not O. Right, Jorge? Yeah, he keeps saying he'll start working out when he's 40. It'll be too late then. Hey, church, learn of the eternal. Learn about the eternal. Continue to renew and build that inward man. Because though we need to take care of ourselves physically, it's more important that we take care of ourselves spiritually too. Feed your spirit. Fight against envy and bitterness and anger. Develop love, compassion, forgiveness. Where do you learn all those things? Here. And you learn those things by learning of that which is eternal. So, the ABCs of the Christian life. Temporal, for a while. Eternal, forever. As a church, we need to work on that. As Christians, as dads, as moms, as husbands, as wives, as preachers, even Sunday school teachers, whatever we are in this building, work on that balance. You live in the temporal. Enjoy it. There's a lot of blessings in the temporal. But don't forget the eternal. Because someday, the temporal will be done. And all we'll have is the eternal. So learn the proper balance of the eternal in the temporal. Because one day when we get to the eternal, we'll regret some of the things we did not do or did do in the temporal. So thank God for the ABCs of Christian life. And thank God for the word eternal. Let's pray. Father.